the medium wave out of Gaborone is jammed. VOA, for those who don't know, has something called Studio 7, which broadcasts using Zimbabwe journalists into Zimbabwe. It should be an incredibly useful service. It's jammed. The Chinese are jamming it on the medium wave. They are picking up if they've got shortwave radios. Who in this room has last used a shortwave radio? I'm a real radio fiend, and I hate shortwave radios. It's so hard to tune. So they're hardly picking it up. I know that they hope that they're picking up. They'd have to have batteries for those radios, or solar power, or they'd have to have a wind-up radio. My son took in a whole lot of wind-up radios to people, but I mean, we're talking a few hundreds. Are they getting the news? Shortwave Radio Africa in London does some absolutely fantastic work. They have exactly the same problem. Zimbabweans, one of whom now is at Stanford, they try to do it as well. However, there's an enormous exile population in Johannesburg, and they do every night. Don't phone a Zimbabwean between 6 and 7 o'clock at night in Johannesburg, because they're all listening. They're listening to stories about home, because it's the only way they can get. And there are, I do not know how many there are in South Africa, and I won't even put an estimate on it, but it is an enormous population there. So it does do, and that news eventually does filter home. But can you imagine if you couldn't tune into your radio, if you couldn't tune into your television, if you couldn't get a newspaper, would you know anything that's happening in your country? You just wouldn't, because you're also immobile, because you can't travel. So it's a really, that is the situation as it is. Yes, they try very hard to get the information, but the Chinese are jamming it.